Radio Gorgeous is the sexist station where you'll only hear the female voice.
So I'm here in Virginia Ironside's home. Virginia Ironside, author, writer, comedian. How is your one-woman show going?
It's going wonderfully, actually. Yes, I thought that it would be finite and, you know, I'd just have to stop doing it. It's called Growing Old Disgracefully. But I've got already 8 gigs lined up next year, and that's before the summer. So, no, I couldn't cope with any more than that, actually, but it's lovely.
So you're still on the road, then?
I'm still on the road, yes.
And what sort of audiences do you have?
Well, of course, mainly older women, and occasionally they drag their husbands along, who sit there slightly embarrassed, because I think women are much more open about being old, and men hate it, and they feel terribly diminished and impotent and worried. But women are much more honest and can face it all and find the whole thing hilariously funny. That's the general feeling I have. I mean, there are exceptions, of course.
Great. So I want to ask you, what are you working on now? I mean, obviously you've got the comedy, you write a column in The Oldie. What else are you up to?
Well, I also write an agony column for The Independent, which I do every week. But I wrote a book ages ago called No, I Don't Want to Join a Book Club, which was a diary of a 60-year-old granny, which was very much based on my own experiences of becoming a grandmother. And that was a huge success in Germany. And I followed it up with a book called No, I Don't Need Reading Glasses, which was the further adventures of this lady. The one I'm working on now, she's a bit older. She's 67 now. I think an enormous number of more years have actually passed, but still, she's 67. And it's the further adventures of her, and it's because they like a positive twist, apparently, publishers. It's called Yes, I Can Manage, Thank You, which is quite a fun title. At least that's what it is at the moment. That's coming out in Germany. And I've been commissioned to write yet another one. God knows how I'm going to do it. It's curious. It's agony when you've written enough about one character and you have to kind of squeeze more drops out of a lemon that has been squeezed dry. And it's always amazing to me that there are always some more drops in there.
But the thing is that it works well with your one-woman show, because every time you see a new story, get a new idea, you can put it in the show as well. It's symmetry, isn't it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I'm afraid there's a lot of crossover between The Oldie column, the show and the books. Because being old, I don't like, and being of my generation, I don't like ever to see anything used once. I'm a great one for, altering, snipping, and, it's like your wedding dress. You cut a bit off the bottom and wear it as a day dress, then you dye it and wear it as something else. I like anything I make, I like to be sure it's very well used before I throw it away.
So what's your latest kind of observation that's making you kind of chuckle at the moment?
Don't know that I've got very many new observations. I'm sure I could think of some, but actually there's an idea that when you get past 70, things aren't quite as amusing as they used to be before, and I think that's because bits start falling off you and you start not feeling quite so well. And I'm coming up. I've had a cataract operation. I've just had a shoulder operation for my arthritis. I'm told I've got to have 2 knee operations. And although, I'm jolly lucky, and apparently there are people, people going around with 2 new shoulders. You can get new shoulders now, 2 new knees and 2 new hips, and they are rearing around. And I'm rather hoping that I might become a kind of bionic woman by the time I'm 75.
Exactly. You are going to be remodeled from the inside.
Unfortunately, they don't do new feet, which is rather a bore, but don't you think they might be able to do it by the time I'm 75?
I hope so. I mean, they say if you look after your teeth and your feet, let's see your teeth.
Oh, of course, I've had the old gel on them.
And what, the whitener?
Yes.
Yeah,
need to have another go now, I think.
Yeah,
yes.
Very good. So what was wrong with your shoulder? I'm interested.
Oh, it's just arthritis. And what they do is they they go in, it's keyhole surgery, and they clear out all the rubbish in your shoulder.
What's in there? Sorry.
Well, I imagine old plastic bags and sort of, you know, cartons from McDonald's and all kinds of nonsense. Shards of bone and bits of old gristle that have come adrift from there. God. Apparently I have no cartilage left at all in my shoulder, which is rather a ghastly idea.
Which shoulder is it?
The right one. What? And then they also grind away. I mean, if you can bear this, it's rather horrible. The little spurs. When your bones are trying to regenerate, because obviously they're quite amiable bones, they see that they're being worn away, so they try to create more bone. The problem is they're terribly dim and they regenerate in the wrong places. So instead of regenerating where they should regenerate, they send out these little shoots of bone out of the side of the joints, which cause terrible pain. So you have to have them all filed down. I've got three tiny little holes in my shoulder, and apparently they do it all with microscopes, and heaven knows.
And how sore were you afterwards?
Not at all. I mean, I have the odd twinge now, but it's pretty amazing.
So you're feeling better?
Yeah. I mean, if I overdo it, which of course I do.
What? Sorry.
The ironing and the chopping of onions and the pressing of drawing pins into the ceiling, that sort of thing.
Okay. And is that your right arm?
Yes.
Are you right-handed?
Yes.
Yeah, so using your left arm more.
But it'll go in a couple of months. It'll all be tickety-boo.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, you've got to get ready for your gigs.
Yes.
When's your next gig then?
On Saturday, this Saturday, coming up in Bishop Stortford.
Bishop Stortford,
yes.
Fantastic. Now, we've got some problems for you.
Well, I've read these in advance, and I'm going to be rather baffled by them, but have a go. Let's have a go at them.
Okay, they're a bit too modern.
No, they're just too difficult to answer, but we'll try.
Okay, number one is a sexual question. It's from Rachel in Camberley. And she says, "Dear Radio Gorgeous, I love Radio Gorgeous, and I think it's great that you're giving women a chance to speak on radio. I have a problem. I want to explore my sexuality, try different things, act out a bit, or even role play. My husband avoids me and goes all cold if I bring up the subject. How can I talk to him?"
This is a very difficult one because she says, "I'd like to explore my sexuality." Well, there are all kinds of things we'd like to do in a marriage. And he may say to himself, "I'd like to go motorbike racing or something every weekend." But he doesn't because he's married and because it would mean she'd be left alone. I mean, I know that it's sexuality she's talking about, and therefore she imagines that her husband is going to be jumping up and down with glee, but he's obviously not. And exploring your sexuality isn't an absolute must, as long as she's got a reasonable sex life. What is important about a sexual relationship in a marriage is that you're both comfortable with it. So either, you know, you may have sex once every 6 months, as long as you're comfortable with it, fine. Or sex five times a day, as long as you're comfortable with it, fine. But once she starts going off on a tangent and he doesn't want to, they've got a problem. And let's say it was the other way around and he wanted to try all kinds of actually very unpleasant kinky things, for instance, and she didn't want to go along with it, she'd feel that he was being a bit abusive and invasive. Can't she see that he might be feeling the same? I think she imagines that he's just inhibited. But maybe he's not. Maybe it just doesn't turn him on, the idea of role-playing. Maybe he just likes sex as it is. They can go to see a sex therapist if she feels it's having a really bad effect on their marriage. But it sounds to me as if this is a bit of a whim. "I'd like to explore my sexuality." Well, sometimes there are things in a marriage we'd like to do and we just can't. Unless it's desperately important to her and she feels incredibly frustrated, in which case they should seek some kind of counselling, she ought just to think, well, this is one of the give and takes of a marriage and I better shut up about it.
So, Rachel Campbell, thank you very much. Next is Tanya from Parsons Green. "Hello, Radio Gorgeous. My house is too small and it's driving me mad. I have four children and a three-bedroom house and there is no storage. We are also mortgaged up to the hilt. Two children have to share a room and they are not happy. We all seem to fight all the time and I'm feeling trapped."
Radio Gorgeous makes one feel like $1 million. I'm sure she's feeling trapped, but I think she's blaming the house for her family problems myself. I would think that it would be a good idea if they looked to find some kind of family therapy, because lots of people live in horribly confined circumstances and they do cope. And lots of people live in huge, huge houses with bathrooms and bedrooms all of their own, and they're still rowing. So I think where the problem is, really, that she thinks it's the house that's the problem. And if they could all be got together and explained, they all have to rub along, and maybe each one once a week could be given a turn in a room on their own, or there'd be a bit of space made for each one, and they were each given a... Somehow it was organised as a rota, so that one person would always know that every week they'd have a time of their own. That might help, or it might just be attitude. But as I say, I don't think it's the house. She's got three bedrooms, four children and them. You know, they're not having to sleep in shifts, let's be honest. And people in South African townships have to sleep in shifts. So, and no doubt they, you know, find it a bit difficult, but somehow manage to do it. And they'd be jolly glad of a three-bedroom house. So I think she's got to think of a method of coping.
So interesting. So interesting. Thank you very much, Tanya, for contacting us. And lastly, Sarah in Tetbury. Radio Gorgeous, you are such fun, feisty women, and I listen to you as it boosts me up. I'm 55 and my children have left home. I have a problem. When I have to do or decide to do anything out of my small routine, like going on a train, meeting someone for lunch, or joining a book club, all things I would like to do, I panic and I put myself off. It really is stopping me enjoying life. I'm even afraid of driving now and avoid dual carriageways and motorways.
I assume this has happened since she's become 55 and it hasn't been a problem going on all her life. And it's a very odd thing that after the menopause, a lot of women can become phobic about quite a lot of things. I was horrified the other day to find myself nervous about going on a motorway, and I'm a big driver and I just had to sort of push myself on, but I can really identify with that. I think the older you get, it is possible that one can get these phobias. What I would do is suggest she goes to see her doctor and think about a hormone replacement therapy. You never know, there might be a hormonal basis to it. I've got no idea whether this is actually shown or not. And otherwise, I'd go to a cognitive behavioural therapist who are frightfully good at sorting out these kinds of phobias and will give little tasks to do and support when, you know, they can do something which they couldn't do. But I think she's very bright and wise to be aware of it now, because she should try to nip it in the bud and get some techniques to overcome these panics, because otherwise she'll end up, you know, really confined to her house and having no fun at all. And there are a lot of techniques to help you overcome this. She may always feel a little bit nervous, but not to the point that it's disabling. A friend of mine can't drive on motorways. It's quite a common one, that, again, after the menopause, she suddenly just couldn't, and she now tootles along the B roads. And she manages, there's a way around it, and things that are a way around, that's fine, you don't have to overcome them. But this
she's stopping having fun, isn't she?
I think she's stopping having fun, and a panic attack is something that there are, as I say, techniques for overcoming them. There are ways of thinking, ways of breathing. I think she's just got, and indeed medication, if it's that bad, where she could just relax herself a bit. But there is help available, and even if she could do only half the things she's frightened of doing now, that would be a good thing, and it will stop her getting frightened of doing other things, because it sounds as if she's got such a big list there, she doesn't want it to grow.
Virginia, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on Radio Gorgeous today. And how can people find out about your gigs?
Go to my website, www.virginiaranside.org.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for coming to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you. It's lovely being on Radio Gorgeous.
Radio Gorgeous, we'll never let you down.
Moments when two hearts are kept. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory.
Whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Follow us on Twitter, radio_gorgeous. Lots of love, darlings. Mwah.